Hello again, radio fans. It's Milton Smythe, your favorite British DJ. You've been listening to 87.9 KSQZ K-Squeeze on the internet. Next up, Beneath the Layers with Jackitis. Taxi cab, or as I like to call it to my more elegant fares, the taxi meter cabriolet. I carried all sorts of people to and from all sorts of destinations. I carried lovers who couldn't keep their hands off each other. I carried couples who hadn't touched one another in 30 years. As a cabbie, I'd seen it all. I drove a 1988 Chevrolet Caprice Classic. It was an old police car, and it still had some of the special equipment it was modified with. A steel grille was installed between the passenger compartment and the driver's compartment. It had a supercharged 460 cubic inch engine, a police band radio scanner, a light bar on the roof, and a 12-gauge shotgun mounted to the dashboard. The white paint on the exterior had been replaced with yellow, but in the right light, it was nearly indistinguishable from Adam 12. Occasionally, for some of my fares who didn't feel like talking, I'd turn on the police radio and let them hear what was going on in the city. I especially liked to do that to tourists that I picked up from the airport. They'd asked to be taken from LAX to Hollywood, which I'd happily oblige them by way of Compton. I'd drive them by the Imperial Courts projects, take them on a tour of the Watts Towers, all while leaving the police scanner on. Usually, while driving through the CPT, they'd hear about 211s, armed robbery, two 261s, rape, and at least a dozen 459s, burglaries. If we were lucky, we would get something good, like a 187, murder. Most of the homies left me alone, even though I was a white taxi driver, usually driving white tourists through their hoods. Maybe it was a fact that I had a light bar on the roof, and they thought I was a cop, even if I did have Los Angeles Cab Co. painted in bright white letters, arranged in a circle on the door. Maybe it was the clearly displayed shotgun attached to the dashboard. I took a passenger from the airport to the LA Convention Center once. Of course I used the Compton Detour. They were from Wisconsin and were in town for a cheese convention. Their luggage was covered with an off-white fabric patterned with holes in it. We made a strange sight, a yellow and black taxi with a police light bar on the roof, just ahead of a giant brick of Swiss cheese. While stopped at a traffic light, just across from the Imperial Courts projects, a group of PJ Watts Crips jumped up on us and started fronting. They flashed the PJ Watts gang signs while one of them jumped to the window with a Glock 9mm pistol in his hands. I rolled down the window. "What's up, G?" I asked. I rested one hand on the shotgun mounted at the dash. I could hear my fare in the back seat shivering. I could actually hear him making a sound similar to the sound a dog makes when he wants to come inside, but isn't allowed to. The gangbanger's eyes went inside and followed my arm to the shotgun. His eyes widened and he raised the gun up. "We don't want no trouble," he said. I figured that he planned on jacking my taxi. "You and your friends need a lift somewhere?" I asked. "My fare and I are on our way to the convention center." The gangbanger nodded. He told me that there was a Laker game at the Staples Center that night, and they were looking for someone to take them to the game. I counted three of them, including the one who had come up to the window. I had plenty of space. Besides, the convention center and the Staples Center were right next to each other. "Why don't you and your friends hop in?" I asked. I heard my fare whimper.
Hey, Neil.
Hey, Bob. What's up?
Just hanging out.
I'm here with Angela. You know, Angela.
Oh,
Angela. Yeah, after this, we're going to the park. Oh, lovely.
With that limp winky, you'll be lucky to get a second date.
What?
Here, try this.
Impolotrimin.
Yeah, it's the leading stiffy cream containing scientifically proven erectile tissue hardener. Now with wings.
What are the wings for?
Lord knows, but they sure feel good.
But you don't have a winky problem.
Exactamundo.
Hi, it's Bruce again for Dorian's Dildo Debt. This Saturday is Super Special Saturday. From 6 to 9, we have super specials on everything from anal beads to zipper suits. Be on the lookout for markdowns on lubes, strappers, and my favorite, nipple clamps. We carry your favorite clothes, too. From bondage pants to full submission suits, look no further than us. Remember, if it's deviant, you'll find it at Dorian's Dildo Den. Thank you for calling Dorian's Dildo Den. How may I pleasure you?
Participated in a police chase once. It wasn't on purpose. I was on my way back to the station after a 12-hour shift of taking people all over God's green earth when I saw a late 90s model Honda Civic fly past me, promptly followed by one of Los Angeles's finest. I normally drive pretty fast, and tonight was no exception. I easily kept up with the officer and the person he was chasing. A few moments later, a second police car pulled in behind me. I heard him report back on the radio that he was the third unit on the scene. And suddenly, my black and yellow taxi was a second unit in a high-speed chase. Not one to look a gift horse in the mouth, I turned on the light bar and went code 3. We chased the guy down the 405, through the valley, past LAX, then up again through downtown. We thought he was going to make a stop at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, but he didn't. He may have had tickets to the opera. When I thought he didn't know what he was doing, he took off again and drove us to Hollywood, where he pulled up at the Hollywood Bowl. Again, we thought he was going to jump out, and maybe he had tickets to a performance there. But he took off again, and raced off on the 101. Hello, Milton. It's Itis.
Oh, hello. What time is it? Am I late to work again?
No. You're not late to work yet. It's 3 a.m. Listen, you remember that taxi story you were telling me this afternoon? I wondered if you could tell it to me again.
All right. Well, it was back when I was still living in Oxford. As you know, I was one of the very few Jews living in a town filled from Cross to Caper with skinheads. It was very late at night, and I was taking a taxi home after my radio program.
You didn't drive then either?
No, I didn't have a car in Oxford.
Right. Please, continue.
Well, like I was saying, I was in a taxi on my way back to the station. Instead of taking me home, the taxi driver took me to a very dangerous section of town for me. It was basically the skinheads' home base.
Their hood, if you will.
Yes, very much like that. Well, he stopped there and forced me to get out. The corner he dropped me off on was about half a block away from half a dozen skins who immediately recognized me and chased after me. I ran, but I wasn't fast enough. They caught up with me and beat me up pretty good. When the owner of the taxi company heard about it, he was furious. He was also a Jew, and unlike me, he was rich. He made the skin who drove the taxi bring all his brethren down to the hospital where I was at, and apologized to me one by one. One of them even brought me flowers. It didn't stop me from getting beat up, but it did make the cab rides home safer.
Is that the end of your story?
Yes.
Thank you, Milton.
Okay. Good night.
Goodbye.
Seventh seal, silence covered the sky.
you have trouble with your urine sampler cups? PP Good & Co. make the best urine sampler cups you can buy, usually reserved for hospitals, drug rehabs, and police DUI laboratories. They're now made available for your use in the privacy of your very own home. Just listen to this satisfied customer.
Other cups just weren't as fun because I would get my hands wet and my feet.
Official urine cup of the National Hockey League, this cup is made of a high-tech polystyrene plastic and has a special winky funnel attachment for ease and accuracy.
More fun than a slinky.
So give PP Good & Co. urine sampler cups a shot.
Now available at Ross and other fine porn shops.
Not for use with urine and other bodily fluids. Must be under the age of 15 and have valid driver's license. Kids, get your parents' permission.
The chase finally ended at the new Walt Disney Concert Hall. We'd been here once already when he stopped at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion. The car raced through the parking lot and finally stopped in front of the building, next to valet parking. As we raced up, the door opened and the driver calmly exited the vehicle. He was wearing a full tuxedo and had what looked like a viola case tucked under one arm. He waved politely at the lead car as the car screeched to a halt and the officer jumped out, gun drawn. The man in the tuxedo turned his back to the officer and calmly entered the building. The lead officer's partner and I both chased him down and tackled him in the foyer. His viola went sprawling and his face dug deep into the carpet. That would certainly leave some rug burn. After securing him in handcuffs, the officer called me detective and asked what I wanted him to do. He thought, since I wasn't in a uniform, that I was the one in charge. The viola player was complaining now that he was going to be late for his performance, and if he was, we were all going to be in very big trouble. He went on to say that the conductor, Mr. Esa-Pekka Salonen, was a very important man, and he would yell at all of us if we didn't let him go. I told him he might be free to go, but he would have to say something 10 times in a row before I'd let him leave. Esa-Pekka picked a peck of pickled peppers. 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 Thank you. Beneath the Layers is a 30-minute program on K-Squeeze, airing whenever it enters the playlist. Brought to you in part by PP Good & Co. If body fluids are coming in or going out, you can be sure PP Good & Co. has the right product for you. You can visit KSQZ on the web at www.geocities.com/KSQZ879FM. Written by Jack Itis, Milton Smythe, Ace Facial, and Jeff Plamenig. Produced, edited, and mixed by me. I'm Jack Itis. Thanks for listening.